Recall organizers need to collect about 9,000 signatures a day during the 60-day recall push to reach the required 540,000. But the group United Wisconsin says it's moving at a much faster pace that would easily break its own goal of about 700,000 signatures. United Wisconsin Executive Director Megan Mahaffey credits the volunteers that have fanned out across the state.
They've set up drive-throughs around their communities. They've been having meetings with their friends and their family members. They've been, you know, in some cases going door-to-door in their neighborhoods.
United Wisconsin says it still won't let a third party see the signatures until all the pages are turned into the Government Accountability Board on January 17th. Marquette University political scientist John McAdams says given the number of rank-and-file union members and political activists who seem to be involved in the recall, the 300,000 figure seems credible. McAdams says he's also seen the volunteers doing their thing.
Walk around the Marquette campus, you'll see the college Democrats collecting signatures at a table in the union, which they have permission to do, and you'll see out on the sidewalk on public property other people collecting signatures.
McAdams says perhaps the bigger challenges for the recall movement remain finding a Democrat to run against Walker in an election and the governor's ability to raise campaign cash. The state Republican Party still contends the recall effort is a baseless power grab being pushed on Wisconsin families by liberal special interests. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.